Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
Last week, outside Greenville Correctional Center, a small group of anti-death penalty activists held vigil as William Morva was executed. The execution went on despite a last-minute appeal from one of Morva's lawyers, Rob Lee. Lee asked the governor for a reprieve to investigate concerns over one of the drugs used during lethal injection.
And we got a response relatively quickly from the governor's counsel thanking us for bringing the matter to his attention and stating that it had been given careful consideration and the governor was going to deny our request for a reprieve.
Lee's concerns came from a news report released the day before. Details about another recent Virginia execution.
Ricky Gray has been sentenced to death.
Horrific and senseless crime devastated the Richmond community.
Ricky Gray will be executed tonight at a prison in Greensville County.
Ricky Gray was executed this past January. Leading up to the date, Virginia officials faced a problem. They didn't have the drugs to kill him. Pharmaceutical manufacturers opposed to the death penalty had stopped supplying them. So Virginia lawmakers struck a deal. They passed a law allowing the state to buy the drugs from a compounding pharmacy instead, a made-to-order drug from a company less closely regulated by the FDA. The law also allowed the state to buy the drugs in secret, shielding the identity of the pharmacy from the public and the press. In January, Gray was executed using a compounded drug called midazolam. Mark Edgar is a pathologist at Emory University.
I can't say, of course, what he experienced. What I can say is that midazolam is not an anesthetic.
Like Xanax or Valium, midazolam is a sedative used to calm people before surgery, but never as the sole anesthetic. In some executions, though, it's used to put inmates to sleep before a second drug paralyzes them and then a third stops their heart. In Oklahoma and Ohio, inmates have woken up after midazolam is administered. As part of his research, pathologist Mark Edgar reviews autopsies from executions. One of the reports that recently landed on his desk was Ricky Gray's, provided by Gray's family. It showed blood-tinged liquid in his airways.
That's something that you don't typically see in a hospital autopsy. That's more characteristic of, for instance, a sarin gas attack. My concern is that it might be like drowning from within, having your lungs fill with fluid and not being able to do anything about it.
Witnesses to Gray's execution described movement and heavy breathing after the compounded midazolam was administered. Edgar says if the drug didn't render Gray fully unconscious, he would have experienced pain, terror, and panic.
It seems like it's coming close to cruel and unusual punishment. If you knew that they were not in any way aware, I wouldn't be concerned. But I don't think we do know that.
Despite the appeals from William Morva's lawyers, he was executed using the same drug. Witnesses described gulping and chest convulsions. A spokeswoman for Virginia's Department of Corrections say the drugs are tested monthly, and there's no plan to discontinue the use of midazolam. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.